Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we have a table full of glassware now.
Yeah, there's like 9 steins, and like the beers are adding up as well.
There's boots, there's steins, there's also now homemade mugs.
This was the Oktoberfest mug?
This, we're holding a glassware from Obscurity. Yeah, and they put a sticker on it. And then someone's like, yeah, that sticker just comes off. So, like, you know, take it off before you put it in the dishwasher.
It just kind of feels like a mug you would drink hot cocoa out of, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a cool mug. It doesn't say Mars in. It doesn't say Oktoberfest. Nothing about the way it's designed.
It says I grew up in the woods and I, like, haven't seen people in a while.
And we made too many of these mugs. So this is your Oktoberfest mug.
Right. But we'll get into that in a minute. We are drinking Riverlands Scarecrow and Lederhosen.
Yeah, I think this showed up very well last year.
I don't know if we had it last year, maybe the year before that. We had like an old can that okay. We had to like, but it's tasty.
I enjoyed it, and they got a nice mug going. They got the ceramic mug. Big fan of the ceramic mugs this year. Not sure why. Ceramic mugs are kind of cool.
Yeah, I think one reason we got them. When we were there, it was ceramic, so it was a different kind of mug.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't have that mug.
Right.
And it's a mug that you can use for, like, it feels appropriate to use for other things like coffee, hot cocoa, mm-hmm. even tea, where you're not pouring your coffee into, like, a half-liter boot.
These other mugs, these traditional half-liters, are in really more likely to be, like, repurposed for something just not a beverage at all.
Right.
Like, you know, for flowers or something.
But yeah, the Riverlands mug looks great. The beer. This is a solid Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I agree. Especially at 6%. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's a Marzen, and it just does all the things you want a Marzen to do.
Mm-hmm. They had another one. They had a Fest beer, Fox Fest, mm-hmm. which I think that was the one they were pouring a lot of, and that was great too. But I didn't want to. We have Oktoberfest, and then there's Fest beers. If we're doing lineup of Oktoberfest, we got to kind of stick with the Marzens.
I hear that. Yeah.
Even though the Fest beer was very good.
Okay.
But yeah, this one's great too. And then I've been all over, Nick.
Yeah.
All over the suburbs. Mm. It started at Riverlands, or it started at home. I put my Lederhosen on and got in the car and drove to Riverlands.
No, Riverlands is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not far from, what is it?
Alter?
Art History.
Okay.
Penrose, over that way.
Okay.
Is it St. Charles? Are they St. Charles? It says it on there?
It says it on the
glass. Yeah. They were doing a 2-day Oktoberfest, Saturday and Sunday. $15, you get your stein. I think it's like $5 refills on that afterwards. So not a bad deal. I think we had like 2, maybe 3 beers there. And it was pretty busy. Not like packed, but a good line at the bar the whole time. They had stein holding contest outside. They were pouring beer outside. They had a food truck going as well.
All the elements of, a party. Yeah.
And then employees were dressed in Lederhosen.
There you go.
So you gotta, and they were all in. And then as we were closing our tab, I think we were there for like a couple hours, they mentioned that they had 1 keg of Oktoberfest left, that either was for that day or they needed to save it for tomorrow. Uh-huh. And they stopped selling mugs because they're like, we need to save some for tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to run out.
This sounds like FOBAB, where you just, if they run out of a keg and they won't tap, they if they're sold out for the day because they right. got to save it for next
but
day.
But the night crowd hadn't even shown up yet. The like people who were going to drink on a Saturday night, we were there like 1 o'clock and probably left like 3 or 3:30. And you're already telling me, yeah, Oktoberfest is out.
Yeah, they grossly underestimated how many people were going to show up and just want to party.
I guess so. It didn't seem crazy busy. There was a good amount of people outside, but
It doesn't seem like it were so many people that they should have been out of beer.
Right.
Okay.
But good for that. I think people out there love Riverlands.
Yeah.
I don't know. This beer is good. And so yeah. our buddy Suburbia.
Jeremy Teal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to have a website called Suburbia. Mm-hmm. There were a handful of guys that kind of did essentially what we do, but then their own way. I think the two I remember were Poor Man, P-O-U-R Man, and Suburbia. And it was nice because, you know, they would go to like Naperville Ale Fest if I wasn't there and they could tell you about it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And then I think they either just started families or like he did. I think he started at the Taproom in Elgin, Plank Road.
Right,
and now I think he's over. I'm not sure what he does over there at the.
He seemed at Riverlands. He seemed like he was doing all. He was like kind of like bussing tables.
And okay.
Helping just out for the event. So I don't know what his like. Like his, I don't know his role actually is, but.
Yeah, yeah. I saw. This is a side note. I saw Michael Kaiser at this Guinness beer dinner, like an old school beer dinner. And I think Shalonda had invited me. That's how I ended up at this beer dinner.
Okay. Recently?
I would say maybe like 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And we were saying like, man, you know, after a while, the idea of beer media and like always going to stuff and always talking about it, after a while, everybody just kind of slows down doing it.
Sure, yeah.
Know? Yeah, so like I can't name any other suburban guys. I'm sure there are some, but they're just not on my radar the way the guys that I named were on my
radar.
Right,
that's probably it. It's a younger group, probably.
They're probably out there killing it.
Yeah, right.
I just don't know them. I think, like, Heather and Jana, they had some crew called, I think it was Romeo and Bruliette. So they, I think they're a suburban crew because they were covering, this year they were covering Oak Park.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
But just like, that's just one crew, so, and I don't really follow them, but yeah. Not a lot of folks getting after it. Citizen bloggers is what the Great American Beer Fest would call you, because you have to check a box. Do you work for a newspaper, a magazine, or are you a citizen blogger?
Sounds like the most like 90s, early 2000 things to say.
Yeah, so not a lot of citizen bloggers these days.
Okay, but then so yeah, Riverlands. I don't know. I can't speak highly enough about it.
Okay,
it's a great place, and these mugs are fantastic.
Yeah.
From there, we were going to meet up with some other family, and so we looked up Obscurity.
Yeah.
I'd never been there.
This is in...
Elburn.
Oh, yeah. Edge of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're a meadery, too.
Yeah. I think the meadery is like across the street or something.
Yeah. So, never had been there. They had an Oktoberfest going on.
Yeah.
This is a sad Oktoberfest. This is like going to... It was like when I went to Sam Adams in Boston and their Oktoberfest. Like, have you anyone even met a German person before?
Do you even Oktoberfest around these parts?
They had a rock band playing some Journey.
Oh man!
And they gave us their mugs that you could buy the mug and get the refill at half price or whatever. Were this, which I think is their Mug Club mugs, because they have them inside.
It's an odd choice for an Oktoberfest mug.
Right. But like you should have done some with handles for the Oktoberfest mugs.
You should have just got some goddamn Oktoberfest mugs, man.
Ow, I got...
It was probably a last-minute thing for them.
But these are, I think, these mugs, I went inside briefly, because we were like, going to sit inside, then we decided to sit outside, because that's where the band was and stuff. I think these are on the wall, all like... Mug Club put up, like, so you have your number and you like keep your mug there, kind of thing.
Okay, that is how they look.
But then outside, three beers you could fill up in this mug: Oktoberfest, strawberry seltzer thing, and Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Coors Light.
The Silver Bullet?
That you could get in your book. Those were the only things on draft outside.
Man. Don't they like have a smokehouse or something? Don't they like smoke their own meats or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. But hold on. So I had Oktoberfest and I got another beer because I was like, well, I got to try something else. I almost just got Coors Light and I should have because I got an IPA. Not a very good IPA.
You were out on the IPA.
It was not great.
I feel like I've been in obscurity once.
Okay.
And I was not in on any of it. But they, I feel like they had this smoked turkey sandwich.
Okay.
That was pretty solid. It was like the best thing I had. But all the beers, I got a flight. I remember getting, and I remember their theme was like, I don't know if it was like just these big weird butterflies or like bumblebees or some shit or moths or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I was just remembering like, man, I wish this place was more righteous than it is.
I know. The space, the outdoor space is amazing. They have all these tables. They even have like event space there. The band's playing. They had free axe throwing happening.
So now we're talking.
I did some axe throwing.
See?
They had a little food truck there, had a giant pretzel, which I posted on our Instagram.
How was the giant pretzel?
Amazing.
Oh, man. All right.
Because Riverlands had some pretzels. Not very good. I needed to have another pretzel.
This is a grumpy old man podcast for real. We're up here.
Complain about pretzels.
Just make the goddamn pretzel the way I like it.
Yeah. But I should have got a Coors Light. Just for the fact that I was at a suburban brewery and they're pouring Coors Light on draft. There's people in this like Oktoberfest drinking Bud Light out of bottles. This is like that brewery I went to, that arcade brewery I went to, where I was like, they brew their own beer, but everyone, all the parents are just drinking Coors Light and Bud Light.
Local?
Yeah, remember I went there. It's not far from like Workforce and out that way. I talked about it a while ago, and I was like,
"Oh, no, Octane? Is it 93 Octane?"
No, it's like an arcade.
Oh, it's an arcade brewery out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember the name. Huh. So disappointed I was in it.
Got an arcade though.
It's basically a Chuck E. Cheese with parents sitting around.
Fucking Showbiz Pizza, huh?
Being like, "Well, I don't want to drink their beer. I just want my Bud Light."
That's funny.
But that was that place. And the obscurity felt like that. But they have they have another building that's their meadery.
Yeah.
Then they have the brewery and then this outdoor and event space. So the space is very cool and the train goes by. I wish the beer was better. It's one of those like you have all the parts.
Yeah. This sounds like Argus.
Yeah.
Argus had endless money, had an award-winning brewer, and for some reason just couldn't figure it out until it didn't matter. They won medals and stuff towards the end, but by the end, no one cared.
I feel like obscurity wins in the fact that the Insight was busy. Families there having dinner here in Elburn. There's not much else. Like, you're going to have to drive. So if you live in Elburn, you're going there probably at least once a month.
Elburn might be 90 minutes from here with no traffic.
Right.
It might be a full 90. It was definitely like an hour 15.
So. But I did get a 4-pack of their Oktoberfest, so we'll drink it in our lineup here. But it was the weakest one I had that day.
Okay. All right.
Then, hold on, my Oktoberfest journey
continued. Wait, there's more. Wait. There's more.
Not Oktoberfest, but we went over to Yorkville, Fox Republic again. Now, this is my third time here.
You really dig this place. You've posted about it. I'm aware of it because you've been.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure where it is. I get, like, you as you know.
Right by Crusade.
I get turned around. Oh, Yorkville.
York.
Got you. Okay. I'm there. All right.
Yeah. And they had Oktoberfest called Foctober.
Okay.
Which I got cans of that, that's a great name.
Foctober? I'm in on Foctober.
That's a great name for Oktoberfest.
Like Foxtober?
Yeah.
I'm in. I like
it. It was solid. Not as good as the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
But the name bumps it up a little bit.
For sure.
And then we saw signs, Yorktoberfest was going on right down the way. I'm in my lederhosen, my cousin, their baby, and her husband who got lederhosen, he showed up.
Oh, so there's two dudes in lederhosen?
Yeah.
And you're in Yorkville and Yorktoberfest is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We gotta go.
What are you doing?
The baby's in lederhosen too.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, yeah.
That's pretty rad, actually.
So we gotta go there, which... You have to pay $5 to go to your Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And then you got to buy tokens for beer.
I mean, but you know, is a baby a boy or girl?
Boy.
All the fellas are in a lederhosen, so we're going.
And so, yeah, they had Sam Adams Oktoberfest. I think they had Hofbrau as the other one.
Oh, there you go. That's like one of the ones they serve at the...
And like a seltzer. And it was a good time. We're just outside. It's dark at that point. Yeah. Just hanging out, drinking some Oktoberfest out of Coors plastic cups. Huh. St. Patrick's Day Coors plastic cups.
It's amazing. Shit is real. Fuck it. We're not canceling the Oktoberfest, even though we don't have the cups.
We don't. Fuck it. So it's like, we got these St. Patrick's Day ones. That'll do.
That'll do.
They drink beer.
Can you put beer in them? All right. Pour them.
So that was a crazy Saturday of four locations.
Yeah.
Trump's my last one of the three spots with the Lunar P3 and more.
How are these bands for you, man? Like, you had, there's bands at all these places.
Yeah.
If you're ranking them, or is it all kind of, did it all kind of blend in?
All kind of blend. The band was outside at Riverlands. We sat inside so we could just hear them a little bit.
Yeah.
There was that Journey kind of 80s rock band at Obscurity. And then the Oktoberfest had a band going, but.
Oh, I wanted to ask about Oktoberfest. So, I mean, Obscurity. So they do mead. Did you have line of sight to the mead? Did you try the mead? Did you see any mead?
I don't like mead, so okay. I sort of like have a blinder, I think, to the mead. I didn't see. Maybe they had it in cans or something outside. But. Okay.
Yeah, because I think the one time, I'm not even sure why I was out this way. But the meadery was closed.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember. I was like, damn, I don't know what the meat tastes like.
The big complaint, though, is like inside, lots of other beers you could get. You can't cross the street with beer.
Oh, it's like a whole nother brewery kind of. It's like a whole nother drinking establishment.
So whatever happens in this outside place, that beer can't go inside.
Even though
the inside beer can't come outside.
But they own both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like, I feel like you just need to like turn your head at that rule, especially when you're having an event like that. Like, I want to go try other beers. Let me go inside and fill my mug. That's not what Coors Light. Yeah. But that was a good weekend, man.
I mean, that sounds like fun. You know, that sounds like a good old time. And then, you know, I know you're into, we know Brad has his things that he's into. A lot of it is like, you know. Brad gets into stuff. He really gets into it. But you know, I think Oktoberfest is a reason to get excited, and it's because of the parties, the outside parties,
yeah,
with the crisp air and the clothes, right? Like, it's a reason to get excited.
Yeah, you know? All the beers. Like, we're gonna drink them maybe towards the end of the month. I think Sergio's gonna come on maybe the first week in November. All the beers are the same. They're the same beer.
It's like it's the spectrum. It's a spectrum, and it's just like slightly different levels on the spectrum.
Right, but when you get one, you know what you're getting. It's safe. It's also, you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is what I got to do. It's fall. Bring it on.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got out and got to a proper street for party. Oof. Proper Oktoberfest. Right, proper on. Mugs.
I know. I don't think I need any more mugs.
Got a lot of mugs, man. We haven't even got busy on the wooden mugs from last year that we drank. Which is like straight up barrels. There's almost like cartoon mugs.
Right.
I don't know if we should. Are these lead? Should we even be drinking out of these? They're really, we're talking the Anheuser-Busch vintage mugs with the steel, the engraved steel cap on top with the steel handle.
Yeah.
This is a very fine vessel right here, but it looks like something you pick up at Chris Kendall Market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are some gorgeous fucking mugs right here, man.
Yeah, they are nice.
Where'd you find these?
My stepmom had them. Her dad had a whole bunch of them, and then she's like, basically like, I need these out of my house, and she was just giving them away to all family members.
And don't get me wrong, I will drink out of these.
But we may have lead poisoning, or I don't. But it's ceramic. It's just
Just ceramic.
Yeah, just the top is
okay.
Metal.
Okay. They're very nice.
Uh-huh. What about you? What did you do over the weekend?
Man, I did not leave the city. Matter of fact, I was like, what is the closest thing I can do to the house?
Okay.
So I ended up at a Hot Butcher for the World.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't have you know, we cut the cable. So we're trying to watch Bears football to see this new quarterback.
Okay.
You know, and we can't. And I saw on IG that
you're on like FM or AM radio, like trying to.
Dude, I'm lo-fi. I'm lo-fi with it. Yeah, I saw they're doing $5 pints and they're showing the Bears game at Hot Butcher, which is, you know, they didn't strike me as the kind of place that would do that.
No, I didn't even know they had a TV.
I didn't either. So they put the TV up in the old brewery. So you're looking at the brewery as you're watching, and there's just one TV. So it's not in the tap room.
So you have to sit in the brewery?
No, you have to stand. Oh, yeah. With wooden tables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no seats. Some people sit by barrels, and then others had wooden tables. And you just watch the Bears game. Now, I like sports, but I'm not sitting up watching the whole game. But I got a half in me, so I'll watch the first half.
Okay.
And, you know, I just want to see if they suck or not. And they were sucking. They end up winning, but they still suck.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm like, bring on the $5 pints. Hot Butcher for the World is no frills. They do have an Oktoberfest. I didn't try that. I got something called, I probably should have because I got 10-ounce pours.
Okay.
So I should have gotten it. But I got something called Fresh Produce, which was their 6% pale ale. And the other one escapes me because, you know, they like to have fun with the names. But it was like their sick hazy.
Okay.
So I got a 6% pale ale and like an 8.5% hazy. And watch a little Bears football. So
there you go.
Okay. And they won. So I might actually make that a habit because, you know, you get $5 pours on a Sunday and the weather's nice. You can go hang out at Hot Butcher. It's an excuse to hang out at Hot Butcher.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
So I did that. And then
nice.
I kind of wanted to go to Demo's Tap. I just remember Dovetail. This is way north. So this is like Devon and like Ashland or Clark. Like
Demo's Tap.
Demo's Tap. It's
not the place across from Kuma's.
No, you're thinking that's Demon's Tap.
Oh, yeah. That's not what you said?
No. I'm saying, no, D. That's D-Men.
Oh, okay.
Like D-M-E-N. This is D-Mo.
Oh, D-Mo.
Like D-Mo, D-I-M-O.
Okay.
Like Demo's Tap. But it's close.
Okay.
It's close.
Isn't there a pizza place, Demo?
Yeah. It's like kind of like Peace. It's just a flat New Haven style, but they sell slices. It's around the corner from Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why. I don't know if they're related. Okay. But I wanted to go there.
Okay.
But Shalonda wanted to go to Was, because she had never been.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? I know they got guest drafts. So fuck it, I'll go to Is Was. And plus, Is Was is like super chill.
Yeah.
You go to Is Was and it's almost like, I'm not going to say a library, but it's more like a coffee lounge.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like the exact opposite of a place that's
playing the sports game.
Exactly.
Playing sports ball on TV.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we go from the old half-acre space that's now Hot Butcher to, I don't know, a mile and a half away. And we're at Is Was, which is the old
Urban
Brew Labs. Urban Renewal.
Urban Brew Labs.
The Arbus, formerly known as Urban Renewal. Yeah, Urban Brew Labs. And before that, I think that was the original Metropolitan's, like, warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metro 1.0,
and it shared a wall with the original Koval.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I interviewed Randy Mosier in this space when it was Koval and Metro. So, you know, it's always fun just going to that space because it's got lineage as it used to be a something else beer related. Oh, but anyway, you know, I go to Is Was, and I've had Is Was stuff before. You know, the Is Was head brewer, the founder, he's the co-host of the Beer Temple Pot.
Okay.
So he's got a really good voice. You know, he's a fun listen, you know, if you ever just get bored.
Was he there?
He was not there.
I think they're in Germany.
At the actual Oktoberfest?
I saw Beer Temple post it, and I saw the guy Steve from Beer Download. He was there with them.
Oh, wow. This all makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. They're all buddies.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, okay. they're all broskies, yeah.
So I think they're at Oktoberfest.
That sounds pretty cool. I mean, I'd never been to Oktoberfest.
I've never been.
It's probably a shit show. I'd imagine. I picture it being like Wrigley, but everybody's wearing Oktoberfest shit.
Right, yeah.
That's what I picture. But no, it was very quiet at Is Was. There is a TV, and I thought they might be playing a game, but they were playing some weird movie.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, and they're playing like Get Smart or
something. Yeah, some kid was dressed in like mariachi clothes, but he was in an audition, and I don't know what the fuck. It was they were in Chicago.
Oh,
it was a weird movie. I meant to ask what it was, but
did they have an Oktoberfest?
They did not have an Oktoberfest. They did have Goldfinger on draft, which I almost got, but instead I got talked into getting the Goldfinger collab, something called Land Beer.
Okay,
4.9%. It's a Goldfinger and Is Was collab.
Okay.
So I got that, and I got the smoked Saison.
That is an Is Was beer.
Yeah.
Okay. How were they?
I'm just trying to see what a... I was told what a lamb beer was.
Feels like it would be what a table beer would be.
Yeah, lamb beer lager. What is a, what kind of beer is a lamb beer? A German beer with delicate aromas and low alcohol content.
So almost like a fest beer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Brewed with spelt and nearly extinct strain of lager yeast. So they made a lamb beer. Yeah. I think Saison, it's a Saison brewery,
yeah.
Right? It's a farmhouse brewery. You know, they focus on like lagers and Saisons. Is Was is interesting. I mean, I can understand what it represents, right? You know, much in a way that Doug from Metro would say, hey, am I supposed to bring an IPA? Everyone's making IPAs.
Right.
I got to do my own thing here.
So, and that didn't work out.
I don't know why. Every time I bring up Metro, this is what you do.
So Is Was, I feel like, is potentially could follow the same suit. Like they have these guest drafts, I think, that are filling the hole. And that's what Metro didn't do.
Metro didn't have guest drafts.
And no. They could have just had Rev's IPA on.
If I go to Metro and get like some, you know, random lager from St. Louis, which is a great lager town.
But not a lager.
Or you Milwaukee.
You want an IPA or a stout.
Oh, right? No, I thought you might just keep it, you know, just, I see what you're saying.
But like Is Was is doing like, here's Goldfinger's lager. We don't do lagers.
Fair. Yeah, so you're right. So if you were at Metro, you wouldn't get a lager from St. Louis. You'd want them to have some crazy shit, like a stout from St. Louis, like Second City. Not Second City.
Or just something that you're friends with that, yeah, you did this, and I got that on.
Totally different from what they do.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. The Saison Brewery, that is, is cool. Their artwork, for some reason, reminds me of McKellar.
Yeah.
But then that wasn't what I was going to say. I think their lagers almost as a signature style are just like very subtle, like very nuanced, like almost like low on the word thin isn't appropriate because they're full, mm-hmm. But it's like they're very, you have to really focus on picking up the flavors in them. Like I've had Saisons, like fucking Sophie is a Saison.
Sure.
I've had farmhouse ales from, All Color. You know, like I like those types of beers, you know. But a lot of those beers are like, you have no problem. They're just like they're very present.
Sure, yeah.
And I think.
It's like you're watching a French film and you're like, not really following, but it seems like there's something happening here.
This is a very reserved, very subtle interpretation of the Saison style.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Instead of saying, oh, this shit is too thin, I ain't got no flavor. I didn't want to say that. I wanted to say, because I don't feel that way, but I feel like it's very nuanced and smaller.
I've had Is Was beer.
We got to save one of these, right?
Yeah, we got to save one, but open another one, yeah. I've had Is Was beers. I will try them maybe if I'm with someone that gets some of them, but I am probably getting more of their guests when I'm there. I don't enjoy their stuff enough to want their beer. Even when it was available at Beguile.
Yeah.
Maybe one time I picked it up because I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, okay, I get it. I'll get myself Fly the Ducks or whatever.
Oh, whatever they're doing at Beguile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, I was
Ducks
at
Fly Together.
I was at Beguile and they had, Funky Town had a collab with Is Was and they used like some kind of purple rice and they were like, this is an 8% Saison. It's supposed to go well with like Creole food. And, you know, I got a favorite Creole place that I like to go to. So I'm like, let me get that. And it was fun. It was a fun beer.
Yeah. But you got to feel like sometimes we run into like, we're just drinking IPA or we're just drinking Oktoberfest. They're all the same. It's boring,
yeah.
In a sense. You have to have these other beers that people are doing fun stuff with. Otherwise, everyone's just going to make Bud Light. And then we're back to like square one. So I think I maybe sometimes come off like, I don't want that like crazy flavored beer. I want to try it, but maybe it's not the one I want the four pack of.
Yeah, I heard Ray Daniels say this once. He's like, if we trade you know, macro beers, if we trade the tyranny of, you know, macro lager for the tyranny of like IPA, then somewhere we fucked up.
Right.
You know?
And we almost got there with the hazy stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because hazy is the trend. It was the trend that never went away. The Mexican hot chocolate trend, the kettle sour trend, those trends kind of came and faded. Mm-hmm. Hazy's a monster.
Right. And then now we're almost there with this lager trend that's like, a lot of beer flavored beer. It's pretty good. But is it $8 good when I could drink 3 Bud Lights? Kind of looking good.
It's up for interpretation, yeah. It depends.
So we traded the people making good lagers and paying more for just, now we don't have like, yeah, purple grain rice, Oktoberfest surprise vanilla stouts.
You're just word generator making beers.
Yeah.
I think, but yeah, I agree with you. I think I appreciate that a project like Iswas exists.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, the stuff that they have in bottles, I do enjoy the flavors in those. But the couple times I've been to Iswas, the ones that I had on draft, like the Smoked Saison or this Lamb beer, they weren't as fun as the stuff I've had in their bottles from them.
Okay.
And maybe that's all I'm trying to say.
Sure. Okay. So,
but, you know, I was glad I went. And I mean, it's a great place to chill.
For sure.
You know, like, it's a great place to just, like, you want to get out the house and get some work done.
And while it's still nice, the windows are all open.
Yeah, and it's got that going on. And if, you know, you want to be in a space that was a brewery twice over before that,
yeah,
you go there.
I feel like it's going two ways as soon as winter comes. It's either going to feel like a dungeon in there, or it's going to feel like super cozy.
Yeah.
I don't know yet which way it's going to go.
Yeah. I hope it goes the way of like the original Bangers and Lace with the fireplace. And that's one of my favorite places to be when it's cold out.
Some fake fire, like the electric fireplaces, put them in the side.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, get some like glug going kind of place.
Redo the bathroom so that it looks like the bathroom's in Mark Kelly's house. That's what the rumor was at fucking Bangers and Lace. But, you know,
yeah.
Make it, winterize it. Yeah. But yeah, it was a cool stop. There was only 2 stops I made, man.
Okay.
Fucking Iswas and Hot Butcher for the World. Hot Butcher for the World, pretty quiet on a Sunday.
Interesting. Okay.
Pretty quiet. I would say the most people that were there were the people
for
the Bears game.
Okay.
And that's so like you know how like you've been there for like Big Hugs releases back when it was Half Acre. So you got the to go store, and then you got those garage doors where the brewery entrance is, and then you got the tap room.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bears game is in the garage.
That's cool. Doors. Okay.
But then that's where all the action was.
And you could just grab a beer and walk over.
Yeah. So they do the option. I don't really like this. I like going to the bar and getting my next beer, but sometimes they kind of force you to go talk to a server.
Okay.
And I don't really like talking to servers. So you just
talk to bartender.
I was like, hey, I want to go to the bar.
Okay.
You know, take my cut back, look at the bar, chill at the bar for a minute, and then go back where I'm going. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my thing.
Okay.
But, you know, grumpy old man. You know?
Not bad. Okay. Well, my adventures didn't just stop with Saturday.
Okay.
I also went over to Bishi.
Man, probably one of the most underrated spots around, probably.
Okay, so I went on Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday are Owen and Engine residencies.
Really?
So it's Owen and Engine food.
Really?
No Bishi food.
Huh. I like this.
And you can also do the burger, a beer, and a shot for $25.
That's a win.
Right.
Because it's Owen and Engine burger.
All right, you say this.
Okay.
I had this burger, by far the worst burger.
Come on.
I have never, I love salt, and I had this burger. It was the bun was so salty.
Oh, man.
That I was like, why is this so salty? The fries weren't even salty, or they weren't overly salty. But
the Owen and Engine burger that we all knew and loved, it was pillowy. It had the onion jam on it, you know, and it was pretty good. It was, people say it was one of the better burgers.
The meat was good. I didn't get it with cheese. I didn't get it with a fried egg. I just got it like...
Just a burger.
Just burger with the onion jam stuff on it.
Yeah.
Good. Why? It was so salty that maybe one of the worst burgers. I think the Boppin' Grill is a better burger.
Rogers Park?
Rogers Park.
Oh, wow. That burger's actually not bad.
Then I looked at the Bishi menu. There's 2 other burgers on the Bishi menu. There's like a pork belly burger.
Yeah.
And some other burger.
So, Bishi and Bishi and Orange Engine were sisters. Mm-hmm. Had same ownership. That owner decided, for whatever, I forget the reason, but they closed Orange Engine.
Yeah.
It was completely different.
They just got unaffordable, or like they couldn't have the staff, and then someone died at some point.
You know, it's pretty, and you know, right on Western, right at Western and like Diversey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they closed it. But the burger lived on as a pop up. I mean, it was a way to get people to Bishi for a second, because I remember in the pandemic, if you bought a growler of Bishi beer, back when I hated Bishi beer, you had to buy a growler of Bishi beer and then you could buy the burger.
Yeah.
And I was happy to see the burger. Right. So, but damn, this was for a pandemic, was 4 years ago now.
It is by far one of the worst. I think the Ravinia burger might be a little better than
that's
that.
That is a fall from grace, I think is what you call that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meat, good. Whole thing.
So you mean, so the execution on the burger was all fucked up?
Yeah.
Okay.
How is
that's that too bad.
So salty.
Especially with the legacy of, you know, I think that's a very beloved burger.
Yeah. And we went with someone who's not from Chicago, and we're like, oh, this burger is amazing.
Yeah.
And then we're like, sorry.
They were like, is it?
This is what you got?
Is it amazing?
I'm not coming back to Chicago.
Should have went to Red Hot Ranch.
Right.
Their burger does not suck.
Yeah. No, Red Hot Ranch. Yeah. Then I had the Tropical Oat Ale, which was, I didn't know what to expect from something that said Tropical Oat Ale.
Yeah.
It's basically kind of a hazy, like a lighter hazy.
Yeah, like a deconstructed, like another way to get to hazy.
Yeah, without calling it a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
It didn't have the IPA, I guess, burn of hazies have.
Yeah.
It was just very juicy. It tasted like, I don't know, like a...
like a, almost a nectar?
Yeah, it tasted more like nectar.
Okay.
That's a good way to describe it. And then I had their IPA, which was fine. Yeah. These aren't as good as Pipeworks beers, so like, why don't you do what you're doing at Pipeworks and do it at Bishi?
Just do the shit that we like.
Yeah.
Because they only got like three beers.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
They had a bunch of guests. I think Maeve and the other person got the Oktoberfest that was the Pollyanna Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Which was good.
All right.
But like, the beers are good, but they're not. I'm not going to Bishi for the beer, but that's kind of what we said. You're going to Bishi for the food.
Yeah.
And they happen to make beer.
This is the problem with Chicago, if we're being honest. Mm-hmm. People who figured out food, their beer's okay. People who we know can kill it with beer have not figured out food.
Right.
The only people that know both are named Guinness. And you're only going to Guinness to get the stout that they don't even make here.
Right.
Chicago's weird, man. We're in a weird space for brew pubs. Cruz Blanca, who does all the things, will sometimes fuck up the execution and give you some chips that are not fresh. And yeah, it's a weird time for brew pubs.
So then after that, we were going to go down to the Owl, because that's right downstairs from Bishi.
Hell yeah.
But I convinced everyone.
Fucking 4 a.m. bar.
To jump on scooters and go to Hopewell.
Oh, look at you, man. Doing the Lord's work.
And so we all got flights at Hopewell, Oktoberfest, some sort of sour berry thing.
Oh, yeah, their Clover Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then something else. All great. I got a 4-pack of that Oktoberfest. I think it might be the best.
In grain? I mean, that's what they call it.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Hopewell, man.
It won last year for us.
All they do is make good beer. They don't give a fuck about putting a lot of... They don't give a fuck about marketing, branding. I mean, their space is laid out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hop off the shelf when you just when you're physically looking at the wall of beers. It doesn't hop out at you. All they do, Sketchbook, Hopewell, all they do is make good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, that was great. Then one more stop before we wrap up.
This dude,
Chicago.
Brad, is on fire.
Yeah.
Whew.
District Brew Yards.
Oh man, DYB, the original. Yeah. Or did you go to Wheeling?
I had to stay local.
You know, we gotta check in with you because there's no telling.
Fucking in Elburn.
There's no telling. Brad's in the land of multiple water towers, Wheeling, Illinois.
Set up my camper and like plug in out in Elburn. You know, that's how far. I just might not make it back, but sure. Chicago District Brew Yards.
All right.
Around the Bend, Burn City, Twisted Hippo, and Casa Humilde.
Yeah, there was rumors of a fifth, right?
I think there's a fifth at the wheeling spot. There's like
somewhere else, right? Who?
Histronic.
Histronic Brew Labs, something like that.
Yeah, because I always got confused that it reminded me of Art History.
Yeah,
this was Histronic, which that's the only place that exists, right? I don't even see that beer in the store. But everyone had Oktoberfest on.
Okay.
I think I tried everyone's. I ended up leaving with Twisted Hippos because of the name. It was Pinktoberfest.
Nice.
Or Pinktober. And they did it with Pink Boots Society. So
I like
we
that.
Have a four-pack of that. Nice. It felt like appropriate for them to have a pink Oktoberfest.
Their space was so cool.
Right.
I used to live like walking distance from there, and I didn't go enough.
Yeah, the space was great.
We recorded twice for there.
Food was really good. Beer kept getting better, right? I wouldn't say it started off as my favorite beer, but it continued to get better as they realized what the neighborhood wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were one of those crews where they could come with like 18 different beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's difficult to just decide, okay, well, if we trim this playlist down, what six songs are we keeping? That's kind of hard.
Right. When you're like, I'm so attached to this durian IPA. And like, no one wants this durian IPA, but I love it.
Yeah, right? Like, this is probably decisions like that.
You got to cut the ones people don't like.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was busy there. We had a little meetup. There were some people there playing Dungeons and Dragons. Hmm. There was other people just hanging out. This is a weird thing. Last time I was there, I don't know, like maybe 4 months, 6 months ago, they had some hop waters there.
Oh.
Which I liked the non-alcoholic option.
You mean just on draft?
Yeah. But now they got rid of that. Every one of the crews has THC waters.
Oh. It's like hop water on steroids.
Right. Which if you don't want anything, there's just water now. There's not flavored water. There's just plain water. So that's, I think, a little disappointing because every crew has a newly branded THC water, I think.
Is it like a fuzzy water with like carbonated?
Yeah, like Burnt City's called like Rips. Cruz Blanca has one. Oh, not Cruz Blanca. Casamilde has one called like, I don't know, Vibes or something like that. Everyone had a different name for their THC line.
It's funny because it's probably all the same.
Yeah, it's also, well, all the beer's the same too. So, right?
The same person's making all the beer, sure. Yeah.
So, they're different recipes. But
yeah.
Around the Bend didn't have a THC water, but yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, someone needs to do a non-alcoholic or a non-anything option. That would be my complaint that was happening there. I was like, it's too much THC water.
No regular water?
Just plain water.
Oh.
But I wanted like a fuzzy hop water, a fizzy hop water.
Yeah. Pour your own damn beer. At the Dish of Brewery.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of empty spots for missing beer. So I don't know if they're like going through a lot of beer or they're just like, we don't need that much.
At one point, they were talking about expanding that concept to another state. I wonder if they ever did that. Because it's a pretty cool concept. Pour your own damn beer, modern beer hall.
Right.
Four different tenants that you can rotate.
Food's good with Lily Q.
Yeah. And they got food. You know.
So, but we got the Twisted Hippo. Pinktober to drink in our lineup at some point.
Pinktober's a good name.
Yeah. Foxtober, Pinktober.
I'm into it.
Yeah, otherwise we just have everyone. Well, they're called Scarecrow and Lederhosen. Older Ring, just Oktoberfest.
Mm.
But, whew, that's it. That was like the busiest week. I need a rest.
Yeah.
After that.
You deserve a pat on the back, man. You went and got busy.
Doing it for the pod.
You know, you got busy, man.
And then before we get out of here, there's a little bit of news.
Yeah.
Quickly, one, there's a brewery in St. Louis that closed.
O'Fallon's. Yeah, it's been around for forever. Hadn't heard about them since like maybe 2015.
Mm-hmm. They had a pumpkin ale that people loved.
Yeah. You know, Surly Darkness is this weekend.
Oh, shit. You going?
I'm not going.
You can stop at the Prince.
I mean, honestly,
there was a year there where you went to Minnesota like every other weekend.
I mean, you know, I'm a big Prince fan, and, you know, I don't mind a little Surly every once in a while. I was pulling it up because my buddy Dan's going. He goes every year. That's his version of Dark Lord Day. Oh, but he was pulling up the variants and all the tappings, and some of these variants actually sounded really cool, man. So I was going to try to...
get him to give you one?
Well, you know, he's a fucking asshole, so he's not going to give me one. But oh, but I was trying to pull up the list of the variants because it was a crazy list. I think one was a limoncello, which kind of caught my eye.
That's fun. Okay.
Yeah. Surly Darkness variants. Surly Darkness 2024. Yeah. Yeah, Darkness Day 2024.
I feel like it's early. It was usually like, used to be like around Halloween weekend.
Yeah, this year is October 5th.
Okay.
Now this website really sucks, bro.
But you know, we usually see little cans of darkness show up around town.
Yeah, I think darkness on its own is probably a better play than Dark Lord Day.
Right.
Yeah. So.
But a limoncello sounds pretty fun. I feel like the non stouty ingredients that you would typically find in, like, oh, we got fig or chocolate covered orange.
Yeah, and then they were doing they were doing collabs with other breweries like Revolutions. Oh, Beer Time Tappings. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. And they do a wet hop ale too. So their wet hop ale is just called Wet. Orchata Darkness, Marzipan Darkness. Pumpkin Spice Latte Darkness.
Okay.
PSL Darkness.
I'm surprised Goose hasn't done
a PSL. Yeah, right. that seems like a Goose thing.
Yeah.
Cola Darkness. Chocolate Limoncello Darkness. That's the one.
Chocolate
Limoncello Darkness kind of caught my eye. And then they have dark.
I feel like that's like your chocolate orange.
Yeah, but limoncello is like the, you know.
Yeah. Know.
You know, but yeah, you're right, though. Same concept. Darkness with Friends. So they have one with Revolution, which is a single origin French Oak Stave Darkness, which is, that's on brand for Revolution.
Yeah.
And then they have one with Treve, TRVE capital letters. I've seen that before. I don't know nothing of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Barrel Aged Darkness with Raspberry, Pistachio, and Sea Salt.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It does sound fun. Now, I can't tell you I've had anything with those things in it, but it sounded fun. Yeah. So, Cold Smoke Cherry Darkness. Parker's Heritage Darkness for all the whiskey nerds.
Okay.
That's a Heaven Hill brand, the Parker's Heritage. So, yeah, just wanted to shout out Darkness. I think we've both been to that party.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's in Minnesota. It's a 6-hour drive. And they don't do the overnight stuff anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's kind of like their version of Dark Lord Day, essentially. Mm-hmm. But I think it's done the right way.
Right. And it's done at the bigger brewery now. So there's lots of space.
Yeah, like at the campus.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah. So cheers to everybody going to Darkness Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of news before we get out of here. Last week we were talking about Haymarket and how they were contract brewing for Beguile.
Yeah.
Beguile.
Yeah.
And then this week it came out that Pete Crowley is stepping down.
The Godfather, the co-founder and brewmaster.
Right.
Is leaving Haymarket.
Yeah, this was a little shocking and proposes a lot more questions than even answers that we're getting. Like, is he going to do something else?
Right.
What's this mean for the Chicago brewery?
Yeah.
Is it because the other people live, or John Nerada lives in St. Joe, or lives up that way?
Oh, because so they Haymarket has a West Loop brewery, and then West Loop Tap Room Brew Pub, and then they have a production facility in Southwest Michigan,
right?
Which I think they both had summer homes up there, and you're saying that one of them lives up there all the time.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were brewing that much in the Chicago location.
Yeah, I feel like the last few times I went, that a lot of their beers. Because it says it on the menu, a lot of their beers were coming from Brisbane, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would do the collaborations with, like, the Funky Town guys, right?
Yeah, they would do a lot of Funky Town, Moore's, Harold's Honey Ale.
Yeah. They would do those there, but it wasn't like a brewery that they were using.
Black Horizon.
Daily or even weekly, maybe.
Yeah. I don't think they were. I don't think they're brewing a lot there. Mm-hmm. I think they had to kind of justify, much in the way that the Goose Island had to justify Salt Shed by having Oktoberfest instead of throwing two block party. I mean, Haymarket's kind of justifying this big production facility by bringing all the beers in and brewing a lot less at the pub.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't. my biggest question is, are we going to see Haymarket Chicago shut down? Does Pete Crowley make or break? Is Pete Crowley so important that him leaving stops what they were doing?
Well, I think he's one of the most important brewers of the last 20 years.
In Chicago
is definitely Pete Crowley. If this is the same as like the Moore Face Tea thing, I think the beers that Pete made there kind of stay there, right?
Yeah.
As far as recipes go. So that's your Oscar Partons and your Angry Birds, your Matthias, your Defenders and Indignants.
Yeah.
Claire's Thirsty, which is probably not called Claire's Thirsty anymore because I don't think him and Claire are together.
Right, maybe they'll bring it back called Claire's Thirsty now that he's gone.
What the fuck? but I don't know. And then the person coming behind, just because you got those recipes, does that mean you're going to make it the same way that it was made before? Maybe, maybe not.
But also, do they need to make those beers?
Do they go in a completely different direction because they're going to have a new brewmaster?
Right.
Yeah.
They seem like they're more of a production brewery / contract brewery at this point.
Yeah. So do they do more of a model of, like you said, you went to Lunar and Lunar's got a lot of guest drafts.
Right.
Do they do something like that going forward where it's just like, hey, we're basically Bangers and Lace, but we make beer, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Got something like that.
We got good food and we make some of our own beer. And we make other people's beers. You can drink it all.
But this is mainly a family friendly sports bar, corner, beer hall.
Yeah. Which I think needs to, I hope, exist still in the West Loop because if that building and Haymarket went away, the West Loop, there's nothing original in the West Loop anymore, right?
Yeah, there were
just chains and cocktail bars and
it's more of
$10 beer places.
That, like Lone Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Haymarket is the only holdout. Haymarket's more in line with like that old school kind of Hop Leaf, Clark Street Ale House. Where you can go there and just get a Miller High Life. You can go there and get a $4 pint of something.
Right.
These other places that are all around it, to your point, like Haymarket was there before West Loop was cool. So these other places are a little too fucking hipster to have, you know, just be a chill spot with some delicious cheap beer all the time. And just no frills food.
And some like old tile floors that have been there since, you know, 30 years.
Because I used to be old Bar Louie. It's a great space. It's deceptively huge.
Right.
Yeah, and I wonder...
But it's so big, like, I know they have a lease for a long time, but if someone was to just buy out that building, build a bigger building because the West Loop continues to grow and expand, that building looks tiny compared to some of the other buildings that are going up in the West Loop, and that location is amazing because it has, like, a weird parking lot roundabout kind of thing. You can park in front of it, and so I think in the next year there's no more Haymarket Chicago.
That's too bad. I don't think it can be understated the impact that Pete Crowley has had on Chicago beer because, well, he founded he's a co-founder of the Oak Park Microbrew Review,
right? FOBAB,
and he's the founder of FOBAB. He's the godfather of FOBAB. Probably Chicago's finest hour, probably the most revered beer event. It's the only national destination beer event that Chicago has. So just for that alone, you know, I think Pete Crowley is, you know, his legacy is cemented because that's a killer party.
Right.
And
there was talk of him being the Illinois beer president.
I think his term expired, but then they had some new rules that allow him to be president.
And then we said that to some people, and they're like, "No, it's not."
I think it's more of a figurehead position where he comes and hosts the awards every year, but someone else is the president, and he's the godfather.
Yeah,
something along those lines. Yeah,
I think Pete's role in Chicago beer has become a little cloudy with the Michigan, and then being all these new breweries and them not wanting to make these cool kid beers.
Yeah, I think they stuck to their guns for old man beers, Oscars, because they were winning awards for them. You know, Oscar's Pardon is a Belgian pale, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
And awards don't keep the lights on.
Awards are like a tip of the cap from your peers, but awards rarely move the needle for volume of sales.
Right. It helps you get into places like Marianas.
Yeah.
And things like that, the big chains, because they're like, well, if you're good enough for that, that means you can come in here.
Yeah.
But
are you selling more beer at your pub because you won some from award from Brewers Association?
Yeah. From old men that were like, we like your beer.
Today. Yeah. Today, this is the best version of this beer in the world. Yeah. Had a lot of good times at Haymarket.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Drinking and Writing Theater used to be in the back there. Manny Phobab was there.
Like the breweries, too, went there before they were open. And we saw the space.
Oh, yeah.
And Ken and I for the Hopcast have like an 8-series crazy like building of it. Yeah. That we shot. I'm sure it doesn't look that great anymore, but we shot
it. But it's history, though.
Yeah.
Because that place, you know, it wasn't built at all.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you should underestimate that, because that's like an informative video for somebody who knows nothing of Haymarket. You know.
I don't even know if it's still up, maybe on YouTube.
That's funny. But yeah, one of the longest running breweries in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I think 2010, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, 2010. It'll be 2025. So 2010 is a long ass time ago. 2010 was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think I saw an email was it Church Street is celebrating 12 years?
I did see that. Yeah.
12 years? This brewery that's like behind the airport in a parking lot that you're confused every time you go there.
Like, I don't even know where I'm at.
And then you go in there, it's like, are you just a warehouse that has like a bar set up?
Why is this place so big? It's the biggest fucking brewery I've ever seen ever.
And you've been here for 12 years? Make a goddamn legit bar. Oh, it took alarmists like 2 years.
Don't just have a little bar in the little corner here, and the rest of the space is like basically just this big empty space.
Right. It looks like you're hooking up these taps to the like tanks because you're like, we can't keg this stuff. Like, it just looks like the most, I don't know, like suburban dad garage thing ever.
It's a warehouse where they haven't figured out what to do with all of the warehouse.
My wife doesn't really want people here all the time, but if you show up, we got a few tables, card tables we can put out.
We got a gondola in the back.
We might have a disco ball we can put down sometimes. You know? And by the way, you got to walk over these boxes and my trash to go to the bathroom. So. But 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
So Haymarket, yeah.
So Haymarket is there's a changing of the guard at Haymarket. There will be a new brewer. I think they're doing a farewell party for Pete. I know a lot of people are going to be asking him what's next.
Maybe Doug comes over and takes over Haymarket.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Metropolitan's back, baby. That'd be fun as hell, actually.
He can make his old man beers.
I'm saying. And they know what they're going to do. They're going to fly. You know, $6 for fucking the real crankshaft is going to fly off the shelf.
They'd have to call it something else.
Right? Oh, they sold all the rights.
Crankshaft with a C.
But you know, people who know. It's kind of like the thing, like people who know about if you go to the plant. You go,
yeah, Weiner.
If you go to Weiner, the true interpretation of Sophie is the Weiner LaTub.
Right.
So if you want to know what Sophie should taste like before Goose.
The 50 people.
Yeah. So maybe it'll be something like that, you know, where like any people who know will know that these are Metropolitan beers if Doug takes over. But they will not be called anything. Yeah,
but Doug's not taking over. We're throwing
That'd be perfect. If this was my storyline, Doug, Tracy, Haymarket.
Both of them or just Doug?
Well, you need Tracy because people love Tracy.
Oh, that's true.
You know, people are going to show up and party. People want to show up and party with Tracy, and people want to drink Doug's beer. That was the magic of Metro.
You're right, yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So.
Good point. But that's not happening.
It's not happening.
But Haymarket is going to have a going away party at the Chicago location, which hasn't been announced. I got to go.
Yeah.
I brewed a beer with Pete at Haymarket for a wedding. So I like love Pete Crowley, Haymarket. I don't want to see it go away, but I wouldn't be surprised if the location in Chicago cease to exist in a year?
I don't think it'll close operations. I do think if it looks completely different from the current Haymarket, that wouldn't surprise me.
I think that building is gone, and a new building is being built by next summer.
All right.
So if you, this is my like 312 block party prediction,
which is funny because I hate agreeing with Brad, but he did say
go to Haymarket, go to Haymarket, because what Haymarket is isn't going to be what it is.
That's probably true. It sounded a little far-fetched when we said this might be the last block party, because block party is free. 312 block party is the best party that no one talks about in Chicago. Was 312 block party. It was free. I think you get like $5 pours of any BCS, just a crazy price for this crazy vault of beer. Mm-hmm. There's concerts and shit everywhere. And we were saying there, we should enjoy this. This might be the last time it happens. And it sounded a little premature.
Right.
You know. But fast forward a year, and there's no fucking block party. There's no fucking block party. So.
Yeah, episode, 550, because we just passed 500 episodes. And be no more Haymarket. So
yeah, so it's not what he, what Brad is, you know, off his rocker in most cases, but it's not far fetched what he's saying. It might very well be true.
So hit up Haymarket, go to the Pete Crawley going away party or event or whatever it's called, and yeah, show your support for Haymarket. Everything he's done, everything that place has done for Chicago beer, yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
Now that, we're going to get out of here. We got, I think, a few more weeks of Oktoberfest before we shut it down and get into, I don't know, Christmas stouts or something. But that'll do it. Take care.
Cheers.